Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
No, it's on. This is happening. It's early on a Friday.
Friday morning.
That's the morning in, what is it?
It says it's 10 a.m. I've got like a kind of a knot in my shoulder. What do you like with massage? No, all jokes aside.
I'm pretty good, actually.
Is that one of your moves?
Yeah. If you're not, you know.
Relaxed. If you're not awake.
If you're not super gorgeous, you need to find other ways.
You're super gorgeous, man.
Thank you. But
do you look at yourself? I look at myself in the mirror and I go, is that it? Honestly, that's how I feel. I've never been attractive.
Okay. Right. Is this something you want to talk about? Should I get paid for listening? I don't know.
I'm on a sofa.
Yeah, you're on a sofa. You're looking, staring into my eyes and saying, I've never been attractive. I don't know if to kiss you or to hit you, you know. It's a bit...
Talking of looking quite attractive, you were next to Håkan Hellström the other day.
Yeah.
You had a photo.
Yeah, he was a scavl on him and Pash Prank, but Håkan was... I like Håkan Hellström. He was really nice, actually. Good like interview as well. I can understand why people like him so much. He's like... He seems like just a really regular kind of shy guy on television as well. So it's cool.
Did he sing?
Yeah, he sang. It was good. Great, actually. So that started now.
You're a friend of the stars, aren't you?
No, I take a picture with him.
It's a terrible photo. Just the quality of it.
Yeah, but my phone is a bit shitty at them. My camera kind of broke, so if you stay there for a while to let him like zoom in perfectly,
yeah.
I couldn't stand there 2 minutes with him going, wait a minute, wait, he was just going to stay. I've talked to him a little bit before, I was like, can't take a picture. He's like, yeah, of course. Really nice.
But when they say of course, then you take your time.
But he was like, we weren't even backstage then, we were like, just behind where everybody's sitting was just a curtain.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
On the show?
No, in life.
I don't know. Kofi Annan?
Okay.
I don't know if he's famous, but he's... I mean, he's famous for teenagers, but I think for people over...
Teenagers? He's a heartthrob, is he?
No, but they don't know who the fuck Kofi Annan is, I think. I think the most 15-year-old don't know who Kofi Annan is.
Why are you concerned with 15-year-olds?
No, but famous for whom? For what? I mean, the most famous people on the planet are usually famous for teenagers, like Bieber and stuff like that. I mean, so for our age group, I don't know. The most famous people usually, when they say, oh, this guy's... I have no idea who the fuck it is. Some teenage...
Who would you like to meet, if you could?
Living?
No, dead, mate. So they dig him up, and then they put him next to you.
I did meet a couple of good ones. Naomi Klein, I like her.
Yeah.
She's great.
Nothing for the 15-year-olds.
No. That was
unless
really,
the ones are smoking pot.
That was really conspiracies. Cool. That was really cool.
Yeah.
To meet her.
Be a footballer, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, footballers, that's it feels like you get something to instantly talk to about. I mean, Naomi Klein read a book. I was like, I love your book, big fan, spoke for like a minute, so what? And then the big the guests I like are scientists and stuff like that, because they know. So I mean, a famous person, who gives a shit? Johnny Depp. Wow, hi Johnny. What the fuck did that give me? Nothing. I mean, it doesn't give you anything.
I think autographs are always weird.
Yeah, but I think the picture is the new autograph, isn't it?
Yeah, but I...
The selfie is the autograph. Who takes autographs now? You can't confirm that an autograph is that person, but a picture, there's no... You know what I mean?
But do you get, like, if you're in a place and there's someone famous, do you think, oh, I should get a photo?
No, never, ever, never, ever.
I've got a little bit of that
about
me.
On the show...
But say you were in, like, McDonald's, right? Palais walks in.
Not Pelé. I don't like Pelé. But anybody... Footballers, I would do. Footballers, I would do. A famous footballers, I would definitely do. But that's football.
You wouldn't get a... This is the name of the pod. This is the episode. I wouldn't get a selfie with Pelé in McDonald's.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. For some principal reason, I wouldn't. I really...
Pelé said the other day... I've had this... Brendan Rodgers made Suarez the player he is.
Listen... It's not like I hate Pelé, because there's no reason to hate him. But for some reason, sometimes you just don't like... You just don't have a chemistry with, like, liking somebody.
Yeah.
And I just dislike him so much. And I can't really explain it, because it's too much.
Is it because of his political...
He doesn't deserve this much hate from me. But everything he does annoys me.
I think it's like...
Everything he says and does...
If you hate Pelé, it's like hating shoelaces.
No, but basically with Pelé... Whenever he says something, smaller things, not important.
Brendan Rodgers, like he said this week.
Like, listen to that. These are the examples. The small things he says, all of them I disagree with. Okay. Even if it's about Maradona, it's about Neymar, it's about Messi, it's about Suarez, it's about football, it's about Nicky Butt, it's about whoever it is, I always disagree with him. And he's never, ever rubbed me the right way. He's always rubbing me the right way.
Why is he
way.
Rubbing you? Don't you?
Because I was naked. Yeah. I gave him a massage. It was his turn. And he's rubbed down with shit. Yeah.
But what about... But do you think Pelé's thinking, fuck, he never agrees with anything?
Yeah. I think he's planning that. No, but it's been like... And the weird part... It's not like lately, the interview. It's been this way since I was a kid. It was ever since I started liking football, and you kind of knew Pelé, Maradona, all of them were... It was always that. Whenever he said something or read something, he annoyed me. Interviews, he's arrogant, he's cocky, he's pompous, he's super nationalistic. I just don't like that. He's self-centered, and sometimes he says something humble. People say, oh, he's such a... He's fucking 99 years old now. Of course he's humble now. Through all his years of football.
99 problems and fuck, he ain't one.
Yeah.
Fuck, he is one. A mate of mine, a Danny boy who you met...
Yeah.
He was talking on the weekend. I met him when he was doing the Lund Comedy Festival, and he said he met George Best in a pub in the toilet.
All right.
And they were having a piss, and then George Best was next, and he goes, "You all right?" And he said, "Yeah." He goes, "You're Scottish. How are you from there?" And he knew the pub, the hotel, that his uncle, and he said it was great. And then Danny said, "To be honest, mate, I'm a real fan of yours." And Bess was like, "Oh, all right." And then, like, really kind of that was, he wanted normal.
Just a guy in the pub
talking. Having a piss, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So, of course, especially if someone like George Best, who was just, you know, so famous.
But if you met someone like Messi or something, you'd have to say, "You're such a good player, man."
Yeah, you would say that. Yeah. Of course you would. Of course you would. Mm. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Same thing if you listen to an artist you like, in a musician, and you see that person. You like, somebody told me that they were in the elevator, and I think he had an Arsenal jersey on or something, or Liverpool jersey. He's a Liverpool fan. He didn't have a Liverpool jersey, a Liverpool fan. He stood in the elevator, and Eric Cantona walks in, right?
Yeah.
And he's a bit annoyed, this guy, in the beginning. But Eric Cantona walks in, stands beside him in the elevator, and he just sits there, stands on him, and does. He's like, "I'm going to have to say something." And then he just sits there and just says nothing. And then Eric Cantona leaves. He's like, "Nah, I didn't want to bother him." I was like, "It's fucking Eric Cantona. Yeah, of course you're going to talk to Eric Cantona. He's the one you want to talk to. Yeah. That's the kind of guy you want to talk to." I mean, I think Messi would be boring. I mean, I like you. Oh, CC, thank you. That's all. It'll be nothing more. It won't be any. But with Kanta, you don't know what the fuck happens. Yeah, you tell him you like, you might say, "You want a beer?" And you sit down and fucking have the best night of your life. I mean, you never know whether you have to talk to him. Like David Ginola, I would berate him. Yeah, I would run across the streets like, "Excuse me, sir, what are you doing right now? Can I buy you a drink?"
Talking of Cantona, United City this weekend, huge.
Yeah, it's
it feels huge.
Most this must be the most anticipated Manchester derby for a long time, for a long, long time.
The managers,
yeah.
You've also got the Zlatan Pep thing. Yeah, it's going to be.
It's a lot of it's a lot of subplots there. They both have won the games both in the cups and in the league. Yeah. So you know, they come with a 100% record. A lot of brimming confidence. Early on, this is way too early, but early on the signs are that people are already kind of plotting up three teams. City, United, Chelsea are early favourites.
Yeah.
Would have put Arsenal in there as well if it wasn't for the early loss and the Wenger is in at the helm. So I think it's really interesting. What do you think is going to happen?
I think the Mourinho-Pep thing is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because they really don't like each other.
No, they can say whatever they want in media, but they don't like each other.
Yeah, so that's going to be... That clash is going to be...
It's a huge clash of different personality and different kind of structures at the club.
And styles of football as well. And it's amazing what Mourinho's done. Like you say, he's just... He just goes in and gets those players that he needs.
Yeah. He's very pragmatic when it comes to his squad of 25. That's why I think he's so good at the Premier League, because you have a limit in Premier League. You have to have 25 players, and a lot of teams can't really control that. Either they can't shift a player because they have three wingers, they have five wingers, they need four, but none of them they won't get the price of the one they want to sell, so they'll keep him on. So many squads are a little unbalanced, but he is ruthless. He wants his 25 players, two in each position, and an extra keeper, that's it. And that's what he wants. So I think he's great at that. You can't argue with that. Wherever he goes, he does... That's the instant effect he has, which is so incredible. It doesn't take him 2 years or 3 years. It's the opposite. He only lost 3 years so far.
But the derby always adds something. It's always great to get a derby victory. I mean, when I look back now, one of the biggest games I remember was the Chelsea-Tottenham. Was it 5-3?
Yeah. When Kane really shot to the big stage.
That was such a... And I remember it because it being such a great... It was a derby. There's that energy to it, you know.
It was a very good derby.
And also Dembélé when he...
Even the 2-2 draw last year, even if it wasn't the result one and a lot of suspensions and all shit like that, it was... You can't get that from another game than a derby game.
You don't get that at Stoke away on a Tuesday. You might get kicked about a bit, but...
Yeah, but...
And if you're playing for the fans as well.
Yeah, it's just so much more. You won't get this Manchester against any other team with this feist that this would bring. I mean, the fans, and they will be right up for it. But I think it's also good because both teams have come with such great records now, so the losing side won't get battered, you know, in media, because this is already the clash of the titles for many, and bragging rights and all of that. The last couple of years has been really interesting fixtures.
I could see United. I can see the scenario that Zlatan gets the winner here.
I can see this now. I think United are a couple of like weeks, maybe month ahead of Pep when it comes to the team, because the team Mourinho inherited and the team players he added is much more the way he wants it to be. Yeah, and Van Gaal has been there before, kind of has streamed the same kind of direction with the team and player types, at least.
Yeah.
Whilst I think City has a bigger restructuring job when it comes to implementing Pep's tactics and stuff like that. While it's already worked wonders, might be easier to go Mourinho's pragmatic game-destroying way than Pep's, you know, creative...
That's the early kickoff. There's also another couple of derbies going on. Celtic play Rangers.
First Brendan one for Rogers a while.
Rogers said something like he always does, something about this is an iconic match. You know, Rangers kind of saying, because they've just come up, they're sort of saying, oh, we're two or three seasons behind.
You must consider Rangers as the underdog. You can't just take Rangers-Celtic as a game and say, oh, it's Rangers-Celtic. But I do believe that because of the history, it'll be a tougher game for Celtic than it would have been.
Yeah, but then those games, they can end up like 9-9. You know, the referee with a bandage around it. There's always something weird that happens, you know.
corner flag gets thrown or something, you know.
That's one of the reasons to say in the Premier League why it's so difficult to win the Premier League with a London-based club, that you have two men, you have these extra games.
Okay, yeah.
That you know, like, listen, for Manchester United to go Fulham away, for now Fulham is not playing anymore, but when they used to be there,
yeah.
You go Fulham away or Charlton or West Ham.
Yeah.
It's a difficult game, of course, Premier League games, but they're kind of, you know, off the beat. You expect them to win, but if Chelsea or Arsenal or Tottenham even have these teams, they're all feisty games. I mean, yeah. Even against Crystal Palace, it's not a walk about as it might be for, you know, a Manchester City or United.
They can Crystal Palace have strengthened, got Flamini on a free.
Oh, wow.
A billionaire, apparently.
A billionaire who's never had a transfer fee attached to him when he's
amazing.
Moving clubs.
Yeah, amazing.
It's amazing. He's just moved. But that's why he's a billionaire. I mean, going on a Bossman is surely the best for the player.
It's amazing, those players. It's like Bentner is signed with Forest.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll get like a signing on fee. So it'll be, his money will go up, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even if he gets a decent salary, he must have gotten like a couple of hundred grand a signing on fee.
Yes.
Easily. Usually it's like million we talk about.
Yeah.
But at least maybe a Bentner, at least he gets, even if he's on the cheap, he'll get at least £250,000 just for signing on. And then he'll probably earn like 30,000,
40,000
pounds a week. And that's low. For a player who's experienced, but because he's on the down low.
He's very much in that kind of Balotelli kind of... for me, I want him to do well, but he just hasn't...
For me, I want Balotelli to do well. Bentner, I don't care.
No, but you sort of think it'd be good for them to show... Are they good? How, you know, like, is Balotelli good? He had one great tournament in the Euros.
Yeah, you know, he had maybe...
And I'd actually say he only had two good games.
Now, I would say over 3 years, he had patches of being really good, but also patches that he was poor. Okay? That was his peak. His peak was during 2-3 years, he was great now and again.
Yeah.
And that's basically his reputation. That's basically what built his old thing. But he did score for a while a lot of goals when he was in Italy early on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's some kind of talent there.
Big rumours that AC Milan are getting taken over by a Chinese consortium.
Yeah, still, yeah, it's been like, going on for months now. Yeah. I mean, and they are, apparently. It's been said that it's just, you know, it's just details.
Yeah.
And then they're...
They're going to bid for Kane, £75 million.
Pounds. Stupid leagues. I mean, why does this thing come on news? I mean, it's just stupid.
What about this thing about the... There's going to be like you're playing Shanghai, like Everton versus Real Madrid will be in Shanghai, or it'll be in Houston. They're going to make a world league.
I think it's not an impossibility sooner or later that will come, but I think those kind of questions have slowly gone down a little bit after FIFA decided to change the Champions League structure. For the people who don't know, so it's going to be changed from 2 years' time.
Yeah.
It's going to be the top four leagues are going to have four automatic spots already. So that'll at least ease the top clubs, you know, thing that they want to break out to Europa League. This was their compromise. Basically, FIFA compromised that this a Super League won't happen. So this is their compromise for that. So I think with it, it goes with the World League. If they're already satisfied with the big money coming from the European team, I don't think that issue would be so small. It's like the 39 game abroad kind of bullshit that was going on. It's a very strange thing. But I think they do play friendlies already. So if they kind of convert the friendlies to some kind of tournament, fine.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't see that you go in like fucking one game in November, one game in January, one game in February, one game, and you're going to Shanghai, Hong Kong, and then going back to a Champions League game, then you're playing the league, then League Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... When the talk is already that the seasons are so big, I see no fucking reason for doing that. Of course, it's money.
Yeah.
But you can probably push some...
I've got to change the game idea. I don't know if UEFA are going to be or FIFA are going to be into it. It's called Drug Season. Okay. And the whole season, each game, it's like, this is the ecstasy fixture.
All right.
And the players have to take ecstasy and play. And fans are allowed to as well.
So a part of your talent is also how much you can absorb drugs.
Yeah.
So because you get the same amount.
How much you can keep your shit together.
Yeah, because you get the same amount.
Yeah.
So if somebody's like really, like get nothing out of Exeter.
Maybe it's just it's not the whole season. It's just special cup fixtures. Maybe it's called the Drug Cup, right? So it's a knockout stage.
All right.
And then as it gets, you start with weed. Like, that's the opening kind of, that's like the non-league, the new teams. And then the final's like heroin.
How about, like, the tequila shot semi-final, you can call it. And then every 5 minutes, players have to take a shot of tequila. And you can't puke.
I like the drugs thing more than, oh yeah, maybe alcohol.
Yeah, one game, that's a drug. One game, the next game. Because, you know, if it's like a weed hour, they'll smoke before, and everybody will just be fucking happy and pass the ball to each other. And like, there'll be no goals. Like, okay, fucking, all right, you go, Messi, you score. So I say, ¿qué? He says, score! And then he scores.
And then, like, the cocaine ones, people will be like, come on, guys, we can do this, we can do this, we can score, goal!
Yeah, but the Colombians will stand there taking it easy. They'll be like, this is nothing. It's faster ball, built
so triangle. I don't know if they'll go with it. Another big derby this weekend is Huddersfield versus Leeds. Leeds away. We beat them 4-1 last season. We're top of the league still. I don't know if I've mentioned that.
And you're saying that if you're manager of the month, only reason if you're top of the league
in November,
you might think you get playoff.
I start believing. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
No,
you were berating me last season.
Let's get to 40 points. That was quite interesting. One of the Middlesbrough players said that. He said, we're still in the relegation fight. And, you know, they're unbeaten, Middlesbrough. But he goes, we've got to get to 40. 40 points.
Of course, but that's the Premier League.
Yeah, but Huddersfield, just let's get to 40 and let's just
chill. Is the 40 the limit for Championship as well?
I think it was like 50 last season. But
there are more games, should be more points.
Yeah, but knowing our luck, we'll get done for playing an unauthorised player or something and we'll lose 12 points.
Why would that happen?
Go out of the playoffs and we'll end up 15th. Let's have a look. We'll talk about the Sweden match at the end, but let's have a look at the fixtures this weekend. Bournemouth at home to West Brom. Big talk about West Brom. Pulis didn't get who he wanted in the transfer market. They actually got nothing, really.
Yeah,
and they're talking about Roy Hodgson returning. Just rumours.
Yeah, well, Pulis have had that falling out with clubs before, as we know.
Yeah.
That he leaves when it's not the arranged settlement of what players or how much money he's going to spend. So he seems to be very strict on that. So we'll see if it's just rumours. But talking about him leaving West Brom, playing Bournemouth now, Eddie Howe linked to the Arsenal job.
Yeah, yeah.
Big rumour coming out that in the future they're planning to bring in Eddie Howe, and you can understand the thinking behind it. I just don't believe that Arsenal will go with somebody who's that rookie, considering what the other team tried to do, failed, and went back to this to try to bring somebody kind of new in.
Well, remember Eddie Howe went to Burnley as well and kind of struggled a little bit, you know.
He's still a very young manager.
Oh, man. But he'll have Jack Wilshere ready and raring. They'll have the GPS set for the hospital so we can get there quickly.
I think this rumour just came out like, it's good Wilshere can be there. Yeah, Eddie Howe, I think, is a good manager for Wilshere. He kind of plays like Wenger. Mm. Yeah. Maybe he can even take over Arsenal. Great then, Jimmy. And then that fucking rumours goes up.
But hopefully Wilshere can get a full season and we can see how good he actually is. Arsenal at home to Southampton. That'll be an interesting one. Southampton, a team.
You don't really know exactly what will happen over the season. If they continue like they've done a couple of seasons, they're of course a dangerous team, but nobody expects them to do as well as the last couple of seasons because they changed the managers and players so much. So,
Burnley Hull, that seems to be on every week.
Yeah, very important game though.
Yeah.
I mean, for both those teams, however they've started or not started, then both must be realizing that they need to get to 40 points. I mean, definitely. Those are two teams that are relegation favourites. So this game could decide the season.
But Hull are punching above their weight at
the
moment.
So far, so good.
Terry Phelan.
But I still think that they're going down. I think it's just too long.
Terry Phelan or Mike Phelan? Is it Mike Phelan?
The old United.
Yeah, sorry, I lost. But I mean, there was Terry Phelan as well.
Who was Terry Phelan?
Terry Phelan was the left back from Everton.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Terophilan sounds like a pseudonym name for a paedophile.
Yeah, or if you've lost that feeling, become a Terophilan.
Terophilan.
Yeah.
Pedophilan. Terophilan.
Middlesbrough Palace.
Terrible feeling, basically his name. Terophilan.
Terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Middlesbrough Crystal Palace. Then Stoke at home to Tottenham Hotspur.
Always a tricky game going away to Stoke.
Always.
So you never know what you get. Sometimes they can collapse and you can win. But
did very well last season away to Stoke. That was one of the games where I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, but that was also after that game when we kind of... That was the peak of the season for us.
Yeah, you played very well though. Last Monday night or something.
Last
like.
Season away to Stoke was the peak of the season for Tottenham. We played like good up until then, but after that game it felt like, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah,
we can end up winning rest of the games and be crowned champions, but that didn't happen at all. So
didn't it? Where did you end up? Third, wasn't it?
They were the champions though of our hearts.
But yeah, that'd be a good game actually. Tottenham.
It'll be a good game, and then and probably the best game of the round.
For me, it feels like the season starts now. After this the international fucking international, bullshit. Yeah.
But the best game of the round, Liverpool Leicester, surely.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great game, and it's a bit same thing there again. Now it's a bit of a wee pressure to win or get a result for both teams. I mean, they haven't started disastrously. I mean, Liverpool lost one game and looked good the other ones.
And Leicester
same there as well. But you don't want to drop so many points early on. I mean, if you lose that game, you're so much behind already, United. Yeah. And if one of United and City wins, you know, that team would be, you know, it already looks like you're going to be like 7 points behind. It feels...
Do you feel Klopp is losing his star kind of...
No, but it's one thing that hasn't impressed me with him at all. And I think what we talked about Mourinho, his decisiveness of the squad.
Yeah.
Klopp has not shown that yet. And I'm a bit surprised. I thought it would be...
I'm a bit surprised by his...
When he came.
His lack of player management. A little bit.
A little bit.
He's sort of fallen out with a few players. And that surprised me.
That didn't surprise me. What surprised me is that he hasn't rectified the holes that were so clear to see.
He said...
A bit like Wenger has had the problem also for years, which is incredible. But that's incredible.
I mean,
we're talking Klopp 1% of Wenger.
Yeah,
I mean, Wenger, that's incredible. That's That's some conspiracy theory shit going on. That's alien, you know, that's mind control or some shit. There's something wrong there. But if you look at Mourinho, he comes in, of course it's going to be decisive, some player can't stay. I mean, it doesn't work that way. I thought Klopp would definitely do that. I didn't expect him to do it in January because it was too early on.
Yeah.
And then we say the summer will come and it will be a massive clear out.
I thought it was going to be a bit more of a clear out.
I thought it was definitely going to be a bit more. But to be honestly fair, I think a lot of the critique is still there because the shocking fact that Moreno is still at the club. I think it's a shocking fact that Moreno is at the club. If they can't shift him, fine, but they didn't even get another left back. So Milner is playing left back?
Yeah.
So what's the plan here? Milner's going to play left back all season, or Moreno's miraculously going to start playing football again, or Gomez is going to come back and just hold that place firm?
Yeah.
I think they're all very weird thing not to rectify that position. He's had 1.5 years now. So not 1.5 years, sorry, he's got 1 year. So but I still, it's early on to critique about players not being filled.
Well, Sako as well is a classic example where it kind of they looked to try and push him out. He was trying to, he didn't go. Now he says he's got to get fit. I mean, players do that. They do turn it around. But yeah, it'd be interesting. And talking of contracts and stuff, Ericsson signed for another 3 years, 4 years. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great
for 5 years. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this since Poch came, basically. Yeah. Every player is just signing along a deal. So we won't have that Arsenal. If somebody wants to leave, you're going to have to chalk up the money. And you know, with Tottenham and Levy, that's going to be a lot of money. Yeah. So basically, they've kind of
secured,
and Lamela got one before. He's supposed to get an even longer deal now as well. Everybody's getting a longer deal, so I think nobody's within 2 years
of and it's a good club to stay with as well,
I think, for that, especially with these players. They seem very happy. I mean, for them, the step up would be, of course, to play regularly for a definitely trophy winning side. And in England at the moment, because the last season ended as it did, at the moment is nobody, but you know, in 1 year's time, it's probably going to be United and City and Chelsea. But we'll see about that. Hopefully, that won't happen. If we finish, like last season, third and up there in the title race, I don't see a reason to really leave. If it's not money, I think definitely you should stay at these clubs. And the same thing with... that is the difference with Klopp and Pochettino, what they succeeded. I think Klopp has done the same thing as Poch has done. You know, certain players doesn't fit here. But he hasn't succeeded as comfortably as Poch did. The players we wanted to shift, we shifted them under the radar, no talking in media that much, that he's a fucking idiot or blah blah, nothing like that. They all left to the clubs amicably, that, well, you're not part of the plan, it's not working, or I want to play this way. And it
did
won't
have
work.
A bit of a clear out as well.
Had a massive clear out since Poch came. Massive clear out. We've released more players than bought, and there's who hasn't left. I mean, basically, we kept the core and added like Dele Alli and stuff like that, Alderweireld, but rest of the players, they all went the door. The Paulinhos, the Chedley, Mason, Bentaleb, I mean, Pritchard. Yeah. I mean, you can just keep on there. This season, last season, as we said, Townsend.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of players. Soldado, you can just keep on.
Talking of weird signings, West Ham play Watford and they've signed that Zaza.
Yeah, Simone Zaza.
One of the greatest penalties ever taken in...
And that's all he's going to be remembered for.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And he's an international player. He's played in a top level of Italian football and you know, national team. Yeah. And that's what he's going to be remembered. That's what he's down to. That fucking skipping penalty. And all the fucking tweets and things the memes that came after was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was a shitstorm, and the problem is when he was in an interview after, it was pretty cool in the interview.
And he brought on to take that penalty.
Yeah,
against,
basically, he came on 1 minute.
Against Germany,
yeah. 1 minute left of the game, he came on. And then in the interview says, well, you know, that's how I take penalties, though.
That's how
he's always taking penalties. So the coach knew that would happen, that which maybe put him into the perspective.
I think when he misses, though, he turns around, you just see on his face, he's like, oh, fuck. Like, more so than, like, anybody, you know. Is there any Sunday games? Have we got any Sunday games?
Of course we got a Sunday game.
That is
Swansea against Chelsea.
Okay. And then a game on Monday as well.
That's Sunderland Everton.
Yeah. So
interesting. Moyes
Yeah, I mean, Swansea, Chelsea look strong for me.
Yeah.
I see that they got Remy went to Palace and he's now injured. Yeah. He's out for like 3 months.
And he went on loan, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how many loan players to have?
How many?
38.
I said that last time. Yeah, I thought you had a different amount.
No, but 19 of them are in the English pyramid.
Yeah.
Tammy Abraham from Bristol City scored again. 18-year-old Chelsea youth probably supposed to be one of the best.
Casey Palmer, he's at Huddersfield.
And Tammy is supposed to be really good. We'll see if Conte has a different view of watching players for Chelsea. But that's Football Manager, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's they're playing Football Manager. It's insane. I mean, what are you thinking? When you as a young player signed for Chelsea, what was going on in your head?
Well, there's no way you're going to get... I think it was a little bit like that when the people signed for City. You know, there was no way you're going to get first team football.
And we talked about City before, of course, with Francis.
Yeah, and Sinclair.
Scott,
Frank Sinclair.
Francis. It was even a double. I couldn't even get Sinclair out.
Francis Trevor and Scott. Yeah.
Scott Sinclair. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But you know, these are players that think like, you know what? I'm a first team player. They just don't get that they're not good enough to get in. They take a chance to try to get into teams. Stupid, but they try to get a chance. And youngster who signs for Chelsea. I mean, if his dad or his agent pushed him to it, they need to get shot or fired pretty fucking quickly.
They'd probably choose to be fired rather than shot.
Because you must think that like a player like Loftus-Cheek would have now in a smaller team been an established Premier League player already, just like Barkley at Everton.
Yeah,
you know, if he played at Sunderland.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that. He would be playing, getting games. He would have had.
But it's money, though, isn't it?
He would have 25. Okay, it's money. He gets a lot of money now. 2 years he's playing for Chelsea, he gets double salary, okay? He gets double salary. Then he get into a Chelsea team, he wants to switch clubs. Then he wants to match that salary, kind of. So, team with money will buy him and do kind of the same thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Or he. 2 years ago, went to Sunderland, West Brom, whatever. Played really well for 2 years. Get into a team. Has 40 Premier League games under the belt at the age of 21. He can pick a good side and get double the money he had before. And he's just taken... You go to Chelsea or one of those clubs early age, whatever. The only thing you do, you're just taking a loan out, right?
Yeah.
You're just taking money that you will probably earn later on. You're taking them early on. And then you won't get that great contract when you're 23. Why would you go? Who would pay you $55,000 a month that Chelsea's been doing? You haven't even played a fucking game. You've seen you in League Cup or FA Cup or maybe against a Hungarian side in a Champions League when you're already made for the second. I mean, it's just fucking stupid. They're hampering their education as footballers. For what? And this, you go on loan and blah, blah, blah. Well, of course you get to play football, but is it really good for your fucking education having three different managers manage you every year? You go 3 months here, you come back, you with the gaffer again, you go 3 months back, you come back, you with this manager again, and then the new season starts, your mother club changes the manager. Then you have a new manager coming in there. He likes you to send on loan to a different kind of club.
Yeah.
Then you go to...
How would that help you?
Six a lot of them, this year.
I mean, the Championship is a great... I mean, I think the Championship spent more money than the French League, you know, transfer-wise. You know, maybe 100 million more.
Yeah.
So it's a very competitive, very great... You know, it's a good league. But these players don't go to... You know, they don't loan them out to a Premier League side as such. You're always going to Championship or League One.
Yeah.
And I don't... Is that testing you? I don't know.
And I think the problem... I think it sounds like a good idea loaning out to a Premier League side, right? That sounds like a really good idea. But if you look at the players that go out on loan from Premier League clubs to other clubs, there's mostly of them, they don't even feature. You don't even hear about them.
Well, Bamford.
Patrick Bamford, Bamford yeah. How many games did he have at West Brom or Crystal Palace?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Nothing. Harry Kane was at Norwich. How many games did he get there? Like
yeah.
four?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and the next season he came on and fucking broke into our team.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that all about? Tom Carroll played for Swansea. How many games did he get there? Because yeah. in the end of the day, it's not their players. And I think that affects them. I think.
Yeah, when Wagner came in at Huddersfield, he said he wanted players who were part of the club.
Well, of course. You know. If you have two players who are kind of similar,
yeah.
but one is his contract is up in 1 year, he belongs to you, and you kind of don't want him to go on free, and the other one is on loan.
Yeah.
And you think, if I don't play my player, he'll go on a free, this guy will leave, I have nothing left. Instead of keeping mine, maybe sell him yeah. or sign a new contract. Of course those things goes into your head, especially in Championship where you don't have a squad of 25. You can have a squad of 35
yeah.
with a lot of games. That means that you know, you prefer to play yours, and then you'll use the loan players to fix holes. Or if they don't, not amazing, which is hard to be when you haven't played.
Yeah.
You've been in a Premiership club since you were 16, you haven't played. Why would you go to a Championship club who's chasing promotion or whatever and go in and just rule that you won't? It will take you a year to get into that team as well.
I agree, mate. Put the knife down. I agree.
Fucking idiots.
So Everton looking kind of strong. I saw midweek their former manager, Martinez, a win for Belgium with Lukaku getting a couple and Thierry Henry as assistant manager. Kind of weird.
He looked, I looked at that. Formation team, like, no surprises at all. He's gone with, you know, there is a strongest 11 in Belgium, I think he yeah. thinks in his head.
Yeah.
And that's the one he's kind of picked.
Well, there wasn't too many changes from
the Euros. Not at all. I mean, he's back with Vertonghen on left back, and then, you know.
And he played the guy who's at Schalke, played him just behind the midfield. In front of the back four. Good. So next week it's so they've got Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Friday. So football is football's yeah. back. Football's back because of the internationals. Let's talk about those internationals. Did you watch the Sweden Duchies?
Indeed I did.
Yeah.
Kind of back to what it used to look like, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it was, they tried to play very compact. They played what I like to call the dick formation. It's usually like, it's not two banks of four. It's usually a bank of four at the back, and then it's like a 2-2-2. Just, you know, very congested
in the
middle.
And then a one running off.
Yeah, just very tight in the middle, basically. They played yeah. that whole game. They wanted them to come up on the flanks, which I think worked pretty well. And especially if you're going to try to play like a high line, they try to push up the back line a bit. And it's difficult if you have, because there's a space behind you. You need to put press, and they did that with the compactness. I'd rather have them running on.
I thought the goalkeeper had a good game.
He had a really good game. Yeah. I think that was very comfortable for the people who haven't seen him that much
yeah.
to see, well, because we've been so comfortable with Isaksson behind yeah. the sticks for the past 4 or 10 years
yeah.
or something like that. And so it's like we've never seen another keeper.
Yeah,
friendly
yeah.
games here and there, but, you know, competitive games, hardly seen another keeper. But he had a very good game, yeah. to be honest. Not a good game, but a very good game.
Yeah.
And great goal from Sweden. Weird, and especially when they were pressing us, and all of a sudden yeah. that beautiful chip came from
nowhere. You could see the goal from Schneider coming, though.
Yeah, you know, for a while there.
And I thought they were unlucky with the push at the end.
Yeah, but when the goal, Dutch goal came, I thought they were like, oh, the goal is coming. But then just as I thought, it might now run out. You know, the game might just run the course now. You never know. That's what he just scored. And just starting to feel like, this might actually be one of those days that we just cling on to a 1-0 win.
Yeah.
And it's typical pragmatic Swedish. But that is a decent game. I think both teams are pretty happy. I think
Holland, quite a lot of the fans went dressed as seats to the match. Shocking.
Yeah, is it because Zlatan finished or because the poor European?
I think it's the prices as well. I think you've just got to cut the prices. You've just got to fill the stadium.
We get a fucking ticket for the shirt.
Yeah, but I mean, not everybody knew that deal.
All right, a deal.
Yeah. Oh. Do you do jokes about yourself? A deal.
not that much. It's already with a fucky, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just. But I used to say years ago, "Let's make a deal." It's like, yeah, that's what my, that's what they say when they, cause when they made me. My dad goes, "Let's make a deal," and then he made a deal.
An old deal.
And if I was a rapper, my name would be like Big Deal, or if I was like 2 meter tall,
Notorious Deal.
Notorious Deal. Big Deal, Super Deal, The Deal, A Deal.
Peel the Deal.
I used to have the stupidest email address. The first one I got years ago, you know, we were supposed to do mail. I never used mail, you know, we were like going in gymnasium, you know, college kind of. I was like, and a deal was for some reason busy.
Yeah.
And
busy, taken.
Taken, and I didn't want to have like fucky. So it was. This was literally my mail for years, and I used to tell people this over the phone and stuff. Sir, sir, underscore, not underscore A, underscore deal, DEAL. Sir, a deal with two underscores at hotmail.com. It took me like 15 minutes just to tell them the address. And they couldn't, they didn't understand. I was like, no, underscore. They're like, no, it's like,
a right,
no,
underscore.
No, no, it's underscore. It's underscore. It's not, no, it's not a dot. It's an underscore after the A. But sir, underscore. Yeah, it's sir, underscore. I couldn't say like, it's sir, a deal. So I had to go like, it's sir, underscore. Like, sir, underscore. I was like A. And then I was like, underscore again. I was like, again, I was like, underscore again. And then they were like, sir, a deal. And thought, what the fuck is wrong with you? And after like, and I had that for good old wee 5-6 years, you know. And after that, I was like, I have to change this. Incredible. Good for you. So I stopped doing the joke.
There's been no James here. I don't know if you've realised that. He got eaten by a dog. Do you have any gigs coming up? I've got Nora Brun this weekend.
Yeah, I have it, but not this week. I have it, I think.
I'm doing work in progress. It's 50 kroner, Stockholm Comedy Club. Go to alpitcher.com if you want to see me work some progress. It's not a test show, so don't expect a show. I'm just working my progress.
And can you guarantee, see, if you could do a couple of ideas on the Monday?
Yeah.
Would you maybe continue developing those ideas next Monday, or would it be completely different ideas?
The idea is that I do 6, and if I can get 5-10 minutes out of every show, which is a big ask, then I've got a new hour.
Yeah, but how long is the show?
1 hour.
The progress show?
Yeah.
You're going to do 1 hour every time?
Yeah.
And you try to get 6-7 minutes out of it.
Yeah.
So what are you saying now? That 54 minutes of rest of watching would be absolute crap. It's not a good selling point.
No, no, it's absolute shit. I have to be honest.
But you, I think
lower your expectations.
I think your audience, I think you'll have smashing nights. You know, I think you come,
smashing nights.
I think you come there and thinking, oh, it's going to be really fun, but maybe not everything's going to be perfect and that'll be fun. And then it will, and I don't think the audience will notice from your normal material.
It's going to be a roller coaster, and a few times we're going to be stuck up there for a few days before the engineers can fix the track. And a few people are going to jump off. A few people are going to stand up and get decapitated.
And both of us are going to be in Gothenburg in a while as well.
Yes.
A couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. We're doing a gig at Vorland.
Yeah,
in Gothenburg. You can get tickets on alpitcher.com. It's October the...
But it's not your show. It's not your tour show.
No, no. It's just me and the fucky live in Gothenburg.
And who's it more?
I think it's just me and you.
All right, all right. So, and I open, so I'm going to be your fluffer boy, basically. Yeah. Yeah. Is this something you take a lot of pride in? Do you like the fact of having that kind of, you know, that I'm opening for you? Do you like that feeling?
I like that you're going. I look more like you're a little sniper, and you're going in to check out first. Take out any of the problems.
I feel like you're the sniper, and I'm running. Considering, you know, I got the beard, and you look like you would kill people like the beard.
If you want a fun night with the both of us,
that's go. What
you know what to do.
Yeah, what date was that? The 5th of October.
I think it's the 5th, yeah. It is. So if you're in Gothenburg, if you're a football fan,
Oh, don't forget your fantasy football teams as well. Don't forget to change them for this.
Oh, yeah, I've got to do it for tomorrow.
Because I think Aguero...
Yeah, Aguero is suspended. I need to change him ASAP, and yeah. He's even my captain.
Yeah, that would be a big loss for...
Might be funny to change him with Zlatan.
To really rub it in. So thank you so much. We'll be back next week.
Booyaka.
Booyaka? Yep. Booyaka sha.
Yeah, no, that one.
What a twat.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.